Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
For another shake, rattle, and roll. But the headlines, the stories behind the headlines, the truth and nothing but the truth. So help me, Doug and Jay. Jay, you're on the line, too, here. It's Credibility Central on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. The 1st of December, the oomph, first day of the last month of 2022. Use it wisely. Enjoy it well. I was looking at some stats yesterday, Jay, and the number of this is so foreign to me. I was reading a review of the history of my town, Framingham, Massachusetts, and what was considered diversity. I've said it many times, growing up in this town, it was very diverse. There were a lot of Irish, a lot of Italians. There were a lot of Catholics, a lot of Protestants, a lot of Jews, what we thought of and what I still think of as diversity then versus what is diversity now. And I would say that the town that I live in still has all of those things that I was talking about, diversity from the perspective of the 1950s after World War II. And then today's diversity is, are you queer? Are you gay? Are you a lesbian? Are you, and then certainly ethnicity comes into it as well. But there is no mention in this review of Irish, Italian. That's not considered diverse anymore. You're a white American. You're a white guy. Right?
Yes. And so it is odd how things kind of change with history.
Yeah, the goalpost has been moved. Yeah, it's the goal post has been moved. So I was noticing the number of Hispanic folks, and I don't know what else Hispanics. Hispanics sound like black people and Hispanic people. They're all people. And so maybe there's a different color or tone to the skin. Maybe there's a different ethnic background. They've come from different experiences. But for heaven's sakes, we're all one. But, you know, I say that about America. Then you look around the world. I can't begin to understand. I'm going to ask you to sort of sort this out for me. The World Cup. We advanced to some sort of a knockout stage over Iran.
16.
Right. And then I saw something about some of the soccer players from Iran that could be arrested. There were beatings. There were all kinds of things. They went back home because, you know, they were done. And so when they got home, they were beaten to a pulp by the Iranians, right?
Members could face arrest or even potential brutal beatings.
Because the government is not happy with them because they lost the Americans. Right.
There's a really powerful photo of an Iranian player who was, after the match ended, who was sitting on the ground crying, visibly upset, and two American players were consoling him.
And then, you know, there's the England stuff and trying to figure it out. I admit to not being a fan. Unless I'm talking to Uri Geller, I don't think I know. I don't know anything. You seem to know more about it. But there's Argentina, there's Poland. What, Mexico is out now? If I'm looking at this, is like reading a jigsaw puzzle here with all of these teams. What do they call it? Group C. How many different groups are there? I guess that would be part of it. There is, you know, the U.S. has. Is in its group. Is this, how many, are there three different groups playing in the World Cup?
I can't recall off the top of my head how many groups at the beginning, but that was kind of like that was the point system.
Yeah.
Where if you won or draw or lost or whatever, so with the win again, because USA, I'm such a homer, I really only follow the USA.
It's okay. You're from Cleveland. Cleveland and Boston are the two homers, maybe New York too. The hometown teams always are on top of everybody's point of view.
Look at the Cleveland Browns. We don't win, but we're
and everybody loves them.
Yeah. So with USA having the draws against England and Wales, but then that beating Iran, that's how we advanced. And then on Saturday, we will take on the Netherlands and kind of see what happens.
Does it go on and on? How long does this go on?
Until there's one final winner. But now it's the knockout round. So if you lose, you're out.
But it seems, okay, this is my hyperbaric look at this overviewing a sport that I clearly don't understand and probably shouldn't waste my time and your time and the audience's time talking about it. But it's just, it's because it's getting so much attention that I find it, you know, it's something of interest to the people obviously listening to the program. So just because I don't know a whole lot about it doesn't mean we ought not to talk about it a little bit. People can chuckle, laugh, or say, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And that may be somewhat true. But I'm looking at the Mexicans here. Apparently, they've always done well, and they're not doing so well this time around. Do I read that between the lines? Looks like them being booted out.
Online, I would think that to be true. Like, I think I'm following America, and really, that's it.
Right, and so that's it. Well, you know what?
Homer. But to answer your first question, it is 8 groups that started out.
All right. So, but that's the Homer thing is what Americans are best at. We tend not to be that interested. You know, when I have those conversations with Uri about soccer, and he teases me, this is the real football, and I say, well, that's not what the Americans think. The audience that he's talking to is America, not the people who are over in the Middle East or the people in Europe who might love soccer and know a lot more about it. Although I will tell you, soccer, it appears, is becoming much more popular here. My grandson Miles, for 2 years now, has been in he started playing when he was like 5. Mm-hmm. And he's 7, he was in a league that I went to 2 or 3 of their games this fall. And the kids are really focused on it. And the parents volunteer their time as coaches, they volunteer their time as referees. And on this field, which was just off of Pico near the Fox Studios, huge field, there were like 14 games going on at the same time. And all the teams have to belong to this federation, the American Federation of Youth Soccer. Mm-hmm. It's like this whole big deal.
Oh, it is. And it is. There's tournaments. Yeah. Father's Day weekend is a huge tournament.
Right. Yeah. So there you go. It's just so you know more about what's trending there than and the other thing that I saw that was interesting is the college football playoffs are going to be expanded to 12 teams after the there's a new agreement that was made. They call it the Rose Bowl agreement. I don't know whether to apply the same value to the international soccer teams, using the head. Aren't they still head-butting the ball and that stuff? It's very dangerous.
Yep, for the header.
It's very dangerous. Very, very dangerous.
It's not if you do it right. If the ball hits you on the very top of the head, that's where it can be dangerous, but you're not supposed to let it hit you there. You're supposed to be in control of it the entire time.
Yep.
You hit the ball with your head. You don't let the ball hit you in the head.
To go back to Iran for a second, apparently one of the big players was celebrating with his friend, and the Iranian security forces, basically the police, shot him because he was celebrating, and they had nothing to celebrate because they lost to the Americans. So that's an example of what's going on in Iran. And it also is an example of what you're dealing with in terms of the Ayatollah and why there is so much protesting going on there.
The team's exit.
Yeah, well,
they have
enough
to shoot him in the head.
Yep. They, you know, the Iranians and the Chinese took great pleasure in the fiasco that we call January 6th. Look, America, it's falling apart. They have all these protests and all these angry people and all this violence. Well, if you look around Iran right now, and if you look around China right now, you're going to see more of the same, if not a lot worse, because January 6th was one incident, one day, that was it. In China, the protests are getting very violent, very rough, and they're about two things. The reaction, the government, what everybody's finding out about the truth regarding COVID and China and the government, and wanting to get rid of Xi, Xi, whatever the hell his name is, who is the president. They want him gone, the younger people. And the same thing is true. It's a young movement. Whereas I don't know, January 6th in this country wasn't really young. It wasn't.
No.
You know, it wasn't old, but it wasn't young. I'm talking about the stuff in Iran, college students.
Speaking, it's safe to say that January 6th wasn't even violent. Yes, people died.
No, compared to what's going on in China and Iran?
China.
No.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. So, anyway, I think that there is, we're pretty hard on ourselves. And in terms of January 6th, it's appropriate for us to be hard on some of the people who were involved in the violence. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I support that kind of protesting. Mm-hmm. Not that I support the reason for it, but yeah, right. It was just the way it was cooked up and, you know, how self-serving it was for Trump, and it was pretty obvious what was going on. But that was one day. And this stuff's, China is into their second month of people being killed on the streets every day by authorities. And this guy, Xi, is holding on by his thumbs. Although, you know, you wonder, it's always the question, who's coming behind him? Like when we talk about that little fat crapper who runs North Korea. If he goes, his sister seems to be more ruthless than he is. So is that what we, you know, in Iran, if this Ayatollah goes, if they get rid of the Ayatollahs, then what's there? And the reason there's an Ayatollah there is because Jimmy Carter played into the hands of the people that were trying to overcome the Shah of Iran back in, what was it, 78, 79, somewhere in there. And he made a mess of it. And we, you know, so it's hard. It's what is, I suppose, interesting about the human condition, how people act and react to certain things, like the business of what's going on with the elections in Arizona. What a disgrace. Oh, and Georgia, it turns out that what's-his-face doesn't even live there. Is that true? That the Herschel Walker doesn't even live in Georgia? He apparently, people are saying he is a resident of Texas. Yeah, you didn't hear that? Yeah. So, what a fiasco. Good. Well, what do we have to talk about? If these sorts of things are fun, in a manner of speaking, it'd be nice if they were a little more organized. Organized fun, better. 18 after, this is a good day.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
She wrote these words too. I think that if I were to be completely truthful about Christine McVie and Stevie Nicks, both of them held a rather romantic spot in my head. For a long time, I think I didn't pay much attention to Christine McVie early on, because Stevie just took all the oxygen out of the room. she was like something else. But then you look at Christine McVie and how she moves and how she always stands up at the keyboard and the way she moves, she sings. Yeah, just everything flowed. And so nobody knows what the short illness was, but most everybody knows that Christine McVie, very important female lead, excuse me, with Fleetwood Mac, passed away yesterday, and it was all over, certainly, their social media, and then it was all over everywhere. Here is, I think, a pretty concise overview of her career.
Singer, songwriter, and keyboardist of Fleetwood Mac, Christine McVie, has died. Born in 1943, McVie was introduced to the piano from a young age and went on to join her first band, Chicken Shack, in 1967. The following year, she married Fleetwood Mac bassist John McVie, and the year after that, left Chicken Shack to eventually join Fleetwood Mac from 1970 on. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Her first solo album, Christine Perfect, was released that year too. But it was her prolific work over the coming decades with Fleetwood Mac that brought her widespread international fame and acclaim. Christine was responsible for writing and singing on their biggest hits, Don't Stop, You Make Loving Fun, Little Lies, and Everywhere. Among countless accolades and records, she was a Grammy winner for their album of the year, Rumors, and also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. We remember the legendary Christine McVie.
Well, I will tell you, you'll hear a tear in my voice. This music brings out the best. You can't go to a Fleetwood Mac concert and sit still. Yeah, or even sit. Never mind, sit still. And it was mostly because of her. And, you know, you like to watch Mick pounding away on the drums. Lindsey Buckingham, he just kind of, like, was always out in space. He was always over there just like, hello, oh, yeah, I'm Lindsey Buckingham. But the two women, Christine and Stevie, they really had it.
And they continued it.
Yeah, exactly. And so she's going to be missed for sure. That music is something that's so much a part of, not Americana, but because it was so popular all around the world. You know, you can name on one hand the groups that have, and it's very interesting because in this country, the Moody Blues don't, they have a place, and a big place, but if you go to Europe, it's entirely different. And the Middle East and places like South America, and the same is not true. Fleetwood Mac here, big, but big everywhere. The Eagles, big everywhere. If in the 80s it was the Electric Light Orchestra. But all of those groups and all of the people that were in these groups. I think that Christine married John McVie. Her name was Christine Perfect. That was her maiden name.
That's just so fitting.
It is. Yeah, when I saw that, I thought, oh, I had forgotten it because I remember that was it. But anyway, the passing of Christine McVie on everybody's mind. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many of us say goodbye to our dogs. We say goodnight before we go to sleep. We ask them if they're hungry and if they need to go outside. We even ask them what's the matter if we suspect they're not feeling well. Yes, yes, many of us do these things, and subsequently, our dogs begin to understand some basic vocabulary. Any animal that has the inherent intelligence to know when the refrigerator door is open, even if he's sleeping in a second-floor bedroom on the opposite side of the house and can get down to that refrigerator faster than a speeding bullet, has the basic intelligence to comprehend not only simple words, but more than a few complex thoughts as well. The question is, does your four-footed best friend want to bother to understand you? And if so, does he want to let on that he does? Because once he opens that can of worms, folks, he's in trouble. He knows that you know that he understands exactly what I'm talking about. You know, one of the most important things I do as a behaviorist is establish better relationships between pets and the people they live with. And part of establishing that relationship is really having conversations with your pet. Not just sit, stay, and down, but talk politics and religion. Watch the relationship change. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ethan's mother last night at a vigil for the slain students from the University of Idaho murdered in Moscow. Police there now say that they're not sure if one or more of the victims were targeted. The killer or killers remain at large.
We are eternally grateful that we spent so much time with him. And I want to remind you that that's the most important message that we have for you and your families, is to make sure that you spend as much time as possible with those people, because time is precious and it's something you can't get back.
potential battle between Apple and Twitter appears to have been averted as a meeting between Elon Musk and Apple CEO Tim Cook took place on Wednesday. In fact, Mr. Musk got a tour of Apple's facilities. Mr. Musk said Apple never considered banning Twitter from the Apple App Store. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
At Simply Safe Home Security, we know in an emergency, the clock is ticking. So we designed an advanced security system powered by live 24/7 professional monitoring agents who use Fast Protect technology exclusively from SimpliSafe to capture video evidence and verify a threat. Then alert police so you get faster police response. Right now, get 40% off any new system. Visit simplisafe.com/holiday to save big today. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy! No. You know, we really lost a stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
We're gonna dance, Mac.
Dance a baby, flip the table under.
Hold on, Jack.
For me.
You ever dance with Mac?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. Fun to dance with kids. That's why I said that.
Dancer.
Yeah. All right, Christmas time. It's we really are into it. It's December 1st. Come on. It's got to be on people's minds. And so with that comes all the exposure to people that travel and people maybe as they go around here, there, and everywhere. I see more masks are being required or requested now than has been the case for a while. And, you know, that's kind of goes with the territory. I'm not feeling particularly well, Jay, and I was just talking about that. I got some kind of a bug that I took my pal Bob, who's a very important part of this program and has been a very important part of my life since 1968. I took him to dinner. It was his birthday yesterday. And while I was sitting there, we were yakking away, I started to get dizzy. And then when I got up and walked out to the car, I felt more dizzy. And then when I got home, I felt more dizzy. So I went right to bed and get up a number of times during the night. And as the night went on, I was less dizzy. So when I woke up this morning, I didn't really feel dizzy at all, but I now feel kind of flush. Jay and I are trying to figure out what it is. There's so doggone many bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God,
so
everywhere.
Symptoms of these bugs overlap.
Right, so you don't really know what you have. But if I make mistakes, folks, the one recourse you have is that this is a free program. You're not paying for it, so don't be complaining about any little goofolas that I come up with. Speaking of being ill.
Human, too.
Yes. Bill Clinton apparently is human as well. He's tested positive for COVID. He says he has mild symptoms, so he's going to stay home, keep busy there, doing fine overall. He writes, he's about the same age as I am. He said, I'm grateful to be vaccinated and boosted, which has kept my case mild. I urge everyone to do the same, especially as we move into the winter months. I'm not sure that not everybody is going to have a slight case because they're vaccinated and boosted. I know a lot of people who are vaccinated and boosted got a hell of a really sick. You're one of them.
Oh, I had the two vaccines, the one booster, and then before I was due for another booster, I got COVID.
Yep.
Very mild and really just run down and then dealing with COVID fog, but not much else. But then I was still okay with that, so I didn't need another booster because I just had COVID. And then I got COVID a couple months later, and I promise you, every symptom that come with any of the strains, I was very, very ill for a solid month. And it's a miracle that I didn't end up in the hospital.
Well, it's a miracle you were on this program and working as hard as you were behind the scenes to keep the pieces together. It's not easy to put all of this stuff together that we use and we talk about every day. So that's a feather in your cap. But if you don't feel well, it enters into no matter what your job is. And there are those, you know, there used to be those when I was a kid, and even as an adult working, I felt there were two stars on my report card for showing up when I was sick. Right? Mm-hmm. Go to, I'm tough. I've got a cold, but I'm going to show up. Meanwhile, you're spreading the cold around everybody in the office or every place that you work. And the same is true for COVID or almost anything. So the conventional wisdom now is if you don't feel well, then you better not go to work. And so many people work from home anyway. You can do it that way.
Oh, of course. But also prior to COVID, most bosses would say, no, it doesn't matter what you are dealing with. Unless you are in the hospital, you need to come into work.
Show up to work.
Be done. Yep. And I felt fortunate that I was working for a company before COVID even hit. That was one of the things they said. Every monthly meeting, they would reiterate, if you are sick, stay home. We do not want your germs. You are not being a hero. You are not, you know, showing how strong you are by showing up. Stay home. If you're out of sick days, out of vacation days, we will figure something out. They were very adamant about that. And then when COVID hit and then everybody else started doing that, it was like, why didn't bosses take note of that a lot sooner?
Yeah, because it wasn't the system. It wasn't the way it worked then. I was thinking about Bill Clinton, and Hillary had, she tested positive for COVID, I think, last winter, didn't she? Seems to me she had it during March and April. And then got out of it all right. But they all stayed home. And that's probably... back to the getting a shot or not getting a shot, I still haven't really made up my mind what I want to do. I had the first round, but I think that my immune system, according to all medical people that test me out today, and I feel it anyway. I mean, I'm very thankful that I have a great, strong immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why, I don't know. People say, well, what do you think is going to happen in 30 years? And I'm not sure that I'm in a position to worry too much about that. Maybe I'll be around in 30 years. If I am, good for all of us, I guess, in a manner of speaking. As long as you're healthy, good thing is to stick around. Going back to Christine McVie for a minute, passing away at the age of 79, she, by all appearances, I watched last night one of her concerts from late 2020, and she seemed to still have it, but apparently whatever it is that she had, which hasn't been disclosed yet, is it was a quick end to her life. Because she always looked...
Short illness, but enough of something that her family knew to be at the hospital with her.
Yeah, right. All right, moving ahead into what I guess would be good news. The T-Rex story of the day. For some reason or other, there have been a lot of T-Rex stories or whether I'm finding them or you're finding them because my grandson Miles is so into dinosaurs. I guess that's what, at that age, right? They're all interested in dinosaurs and that sort of thing. So I remember fondly my first encounter with T-Rex wasn't about the history of dinosaurs. It was about this song, which is one of their favorite, just goofy songs of T-Rex. Yeah, that's true. The T-Rex of the day, 340 million years ago. That was when the first T-Rex, apparently, you go back into when you do the excavating, these archaeological sites, and you find some of these old things, they do the carbon testing. Mm-hmm. And this is pretty, you look at this picture of what they look like, according to what they've gleaned from the excavations. Razor, look at those teeth. There's a sort of strange connection to us. The specimens that they got in, where is it, suburban Chicago, right? University of Chicago.
Yeah, the specimens are housed in Chicago.
Mm. Yeah, right, yep. So the body was described like a salamander, long, narrow head, reaching more than 6 feet from nose to tail. New study examining the thigh bone has revealed that unlike modern amphibians, the name was what we've ascribed to it is Wachiraria, I think. Is that how you pronounce it? Wachiraria?
I think that's about it, Wachiraria.
Yeah. Anyway, you would not want to encounter this. I've seen clips from Jurassic Park. They are so scary. I know you probably loved it. But there's nothing that would ever get me into a theater, even though I love Goldblum and Laura Dern and what's-his-face. I can't bring myself.
Oh, and then the remakes, Chris Pine.
Yeah.
Howard.
Right. Mm-hmm. But who am I thinking of? The other very well-known actor who was in the first one and the second one, I think. And he was in one, the reboot.
Oh, the main guy, the counterpart to Laura Dern's character. I can't recall his name either.
I know, you can see him. At any rate, the T-Rex from 340 million years ago to 65 million years ago. And that's really the story of sharks and some of the other beings that we see around now that have that tooth structure. Mm-hmm. That tooth structure has been maintained because that's how they survived, not only getting food for themselves, but against predators. Because they were, everybody was trying to live, and they all lived mm-hmm. by eating each other up.
Well, and what's fascinating is this is considered the T-Rex of its day, yet it had no, it was nowhere near as big as what
big
T-Rexes
as the ones
that
later.
We know.
Right.
It curled up enough, it could probably fit in a bathtub.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
That it was such a, alpha predator.
Well, we've talked about those feral cats, and they look just like the teeth of those damn cats look just like the teeth of the dinosaur. Ugh. Horror show. All right, let's do some water news. You ready? Couple of Swiss, water in the news. In Switzerland, the reservoirs, a couple of Swiss reservoirs have been turned into a large water battery, and they're going to use this. See, I don't understand why we're not doing this here. This is really smart. They call it a new form of energy, but it really isn't. Well, the way they're storing the energy is new. So Switzerland's first country, they're doing it. They've been working on it for about 14 years. They can store 20 million kilowatt hours, which is enough energy because they have all of the various types, wind, solar, nuclear, hydro, all that mm-hmm. stuff. They can power 1 million homes with that. How about that?
That's amazing. That is just amazing.
Yep, it's called a water battery. And you look at the logistics of how this works and how many different sources it has for energy, kind of blows your mind. 14 miles of tunnels under the Alps. They've assembled this prefabricated turbine group. Like, have you ever been to the turbine? The best example in America, I think, of water power still being used is the Hoover Dam. If you go, you can go down 14 stories to the bottom of the dam, take the elevator down, and you see these four big turbines that are supplying power to Las Vegas. Anyway, so that's what this kind of is. Why, I go back to the same question, bringing it back home, why the heck don't we have these here? Why do we have very little hydropower when there's so much, and it doesn't cost anything, and there's plenty of it? It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they spent $2 billion to get this water battery going, and they're... I'm trying to figure out, I kind of understand batteries, but in terms of the being called a water battery, apparently electricity is generated, we know, through heat, the sparks and stuff, kinetic energy. And then the renewable energy devices, the storage devices, take that and then they store it in what amounts to a big battery. Not unlike the batteries in the electric cars. And, you know, people say, well, how come with water they aren't all grounding out like the cars are? Because they're not under the water, dummies. they're in a location that's away from it. So to sort of put it in perspective, the electricity generated from this energy, the falling water into the turbines, is like discharging 400,000 car batteries at the same time. So you want to envision the power of this. 400,000 car batteries equals one of these. And that's why it has so much power.
It's astounding. And it makes you think about the places in the U.S. that, like L.A. or Texas, that's on their own power grid, that are always going out and having these big power outages.
Yeah,
just
right.
To fix some stuff.
Yep. All right, speaking of power, a beauty queen in Mexico got a shock on stage while competing over the weekend. Andrea Granados Victor, participating in the Miss whatever contest it was, and she was electrocuted. She grabbed the microphone on stage, and if you have ever grabbed a microphone, maybe most of you haven't, but I have, and you're standing in the water, you're going to get a real good one. And so she survived and thanked everybody, and she said, I am now, when she came back on the stage, I come back recharged. Bada, bada, boom. Okay. 48 after on Good Day.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Stop
market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Past the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's 1st of December, and this is the time during the broadcast when Jay and I focus on things that are good from the farm family food perspective. Today, you can eat a red apple and feel good about it because I eat a red apple every day, but today is the official Eat a Red Apple Day, December 1st. Honoring our teacher's favorite desk decor. Did you ever bring apples to your teacher, Jay?
I didn't, but I have brought a teacher Starbucks on occasion.
Oh, there you go. Well, okay.
Because I feel like if I'm running late to class because I needed my Starbucks, I better show up with one for them, too.
This was in college, yeah? Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so the red apples, we have so many hybridization techniques now to take this apple and make it into that apple, but there used to be just red apples. That was it. Back to 6500 BC, that was kind of the first time these things came up, and now they're, go to the grocery store, I don't buy my apples in the grocery store. I go to an orchard where I've been going for years. Every autumn they're the best, but then these people somehow or other figure out how to keep them cool and crisp during the winter so you can buy them almost into the springtime. Obviously they're all harvested now, and that's why by December 1st they're harvested, and so they're there. You can use them for bobbing, eating, baking. I am one who every day I have an apple, and sometimes it's a Red Delicious apple, sometimes a Macowan,
There are these Empire apples that are really good, but these are all, you know, the hybrids. Go back to the 19th century in America. Johnny Appleseed planted trees all over the East Coast. The apples weren't the sort we have now because there was just, as I said, there were, like, there was one kind of apple, an apple. Mm-hmm. In 1875, the red apple was discovered in Peru on a farm owned by a fellow named Jesse Hyatt. And that's where the seedlings are. The apples, you can put an apple in the ground and an apple tree will grow. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. Stick an apple in the ground. You can stick almost anything. Anything that has seeds inside of it. If you want to see it, you got to make sure the soil is warm and you got to make sure you water it. But if you want to, like in the garden, instead of putting seeds in the ground for melon, just put the melon in the ground. It'll grow. As a matter of fact, it likes to grow in its own pulp. So, anyway, an apple a day keeps...
Superior fruit.
The apples are fabulous. The apple a day thing is right. So let's see, what else do we have on this date? The old saying, an apple a day, started during the 1860s after the war. Let's see here, when were the different... the Depression... Communities were feeding their teachers, and therefore the apple became a big deal because that's what you—that's how that tradition all started. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. No.
This is kind of like eating on a. And if you're looking for a really good diet to make sure that you stay healthy, this is the apples. Just get apples. Eat
apples
an apple.
Are amazing.
Yep.
They are so so good.
Recall of the day. Can't get through the day without a problem. This one is a pie problem. Rocky Mountain Pies of Salt Lake City recalling French silk pies with the code 2266 because it may have almonds in it. And if they're not declared, then people eat the thing and you know what happens if you have an allergic reaction to pecans or almonds or whatever it is, any kind of nuts. So the Red Button Vintage Creamery French Silk Pie, distributed all over the West, Arizona, Utah, Oregon, Washington, Montana, Nevada, Colorado, Wyoming, Idaho, and lots of different retail outlets. So if you have one of these pies, no matter what it is, it doesn't have to just be the French Silk Pie. Don't take a chance. Bring the Rocky Mountain Pies back to the store and make sure you get your money back. That's it, right? There's no other way of looking at it. I thought this was kind of cool. This lady who's suing Kraft because Heinz ketchup, or no, the Heinz mac and cheese takes over 3.5 minutes to make. Apparently, Amanda Ramirez filed a class lawsuit because it says there's ready it's not actually ready in 3.5 minutes.
Just how long it's in the microwave or how long it actually takes to cook. It doesn't atone for the prep part.
Right. She's looking for $5 million.
Because people just have to be held accountable.
Oh, my God. What? People, some folks just need to get a life. Yes? 59 after the hour. This is the Good Day program.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.